know, yesterday evening we said that who is a successful person? A non-demanding person is a successful person. Not that you don't make demand. It is that demands do not arise from you, understand? Yes, not making demand is a value. Even though there are demands within me, I do not make demand, that's a good value. What is meant by self-growth is in this process of accommodating, of non-violence, of nurturing, of nourishing, of letting go. I become more and more accommodative, more and more large-hearted. I gain even more and more inner purity. So I discover more and more inner happiness. More happiness I discover from myself, less is the need to seek happiness from outside. So therefore, automatically reduction of demands is a result of self-growth. Yeah. To the child, you mean? What is it? I didn't follow your question.
The thing is, fulfilling what the
other person wants.
Yeah, other person wants their demand. It's what is Shreyas, that's what one should be doing, right? As a person doing the prayers, because everything is important, will make me happy. And even Ishwara doesn't do that, he doesn't fulfill all my demands. So how can the spouse try to fulfill?
So a very good question here. We say there is a value of fulfilling the demand of the other person. But yes, there must be a boundary. As long as the demand is not to hurt the other person. Parents fulfill the demand of the children. It's quite fine. As long as parents are sure that the demand, fulfilling demand, will help the child and not hurt the child. If the parent feels that fulfilling a demand will hurt the child, you have to restrain. So yes, every relationship involves a judicious combination of restraining and giving freedom. So everywhere judgment and wisdom is required. Fulfilling demand does not mean that it is unconditional or it is without thinking. Yes. If fulfilling demand means it is going to spoil that person, going to hurt the person, then we restrain. True. Not only that, but even we are not always able to fulfill all demands. We also have limitations. Even if there is a genuine demand, I may not be able to fulfill because I don't have the capacity to do that. Then we should understand, we should give ourselves also. Be kind to ourselves that, okay, this is what I can do, this is how far I can go. And hopefully I'll grow further to fulfill demand in future. Right now this is what I can do. It is true that every value always calls for a boundary. What's the boundary? Boundary is our pain. Because following every value will cause some pain to me. It's not easy to give up likes and dislikes. Very painful. So, how much pain am I able to bear? To that extent I give up. Hope to grow further so that I can give up more. But yes, particularly with parents and children, that fulfilling demands, there must be wisdom in there. That those demands are fulfilled which will help the child and not hurt the child. Child wants Coca-Cola all the time. Mother is not obliged to give that. Candy all the time. Wants, you know, so sometimes children feel that it is their right to demand, and then it's the duty of the parent to fulfill all their demand. That's the kind of thing that they think, but that's what they watch in the movies and TV shows, etc. I guess, you know. But that's not in the real life. So same thing, yielding is a value, letting go is a value. So one value is pleasing the other person. Other value is to yield or let go of your demands. There also boundaries are required, no doubt about that. Sometimes the demand of the other person can be unreasonable. You are not obliged to fulfill unreasonable demands. Or sometimes it may be difficult for you to give up your demands also. In which case, boundaries have to be there, yes. Ideally, I should yield everything. But that's not going to happen. That's only when I become a wise person. Stita prajna, then he yields everything. But there are saints who have had a very difficult marital relationship in India also, and the saints had. They yielded everything because it was all right for them. It was all right for us. So yielding also is a value. For which there must be boundaries. So every value should be followed judiciously. Judgment must be there. Wisdom must be there. I wish I never had children, because there are grandchildren.
Just had grandchildren, no children.
That would be nice, yeah. But grandchildren also can be quite, you know, because our children expect that we should take care of the grandchildren. And so people are called from India for babysitting and things like that, you know, here also. I think the children consider the right to leave their children with grandparents. Without, you know, they consider the right, it's taken for granted. So sometimes you feel that you didn't have grandchildren also would have been nice, you know. Okay, looks like no further questions. Any question there? Children are through you, not of you. That's what Khalil Gibran has said in the olden days. Yeah, they come through you, but they don't belong to you. And therefore, children are also independent people. They have their own independent personality. And the parents, ideally, should create the environment for the children to grow, just as a gardener creates an environment for the plant to grow and mends the plant, does whatever is required, including giving a support, everything that parents should do, and let this plant grow civilly, also let the child grow and grow in its own way. And many, very often parents feel very guilty. What did we do that our children are like this? My son behaves like that and my daughter, what did I? Nothing. You cannot blame yourself always, because the children also bring the baggage with themselves from the past birth. So regardless of what you do, Just as the fruit is determined by what the seed is, not what the gardener does. Similarly, parents are like gardeners. And they can only nurture and nourish the seed is in the child. And that's what will fructify. So we can do the best that we can. And create an atmosphere for them to grow. But otherwise what happens very often with the parents is that they think the children belong to them. Meaning what? They judge themselves based on their children. That I am a successful person if my son is a doctor. I am a successful person if my daughter is a pharmacist, something like that, you know. So that's how they pressurize their children, take up some careers and do something, even get married in India, married to some person. You can't get married to this person. Why? You know, that's not in keeping my status. So therefore, children should get married to the persons who are worthy of the status of the father or parents. Meaning that the parents very often impose many of their values upon children because they measure themselves based on the children. Child is successful, parent thinks that I am successful. Child is a failure, parent thinks I am a failure. That's not so. Child is an independent person. And therefore, you are facilitator in the growth of the child. And let the child decide what it wants to do. Not because you are a doctor, then he should become a doctor. Or vice versa. So, in India this happens. In the West it may not happen. Some Indian parents, they sometimes do push their children. Sometimes they push them for their own well-being. That is okay. Sometimes parents push the children for their own image, which is not okay. Yes, we can. That's the whole idea of the human life, that we are the free will. So we can change. And the good karma will be as best as possible, selfless karma. People perform good karma also with again some desires. Then that does not change the life. Perform good karma is an offering. Yes. Yeah, then definitely changes. That's the whole scheme that the Gita teaches of how to change.
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.